A reading from the Gospel of St. Luke. In the course of his journey to Jerusalem, Jesus was traveling through the borderlands of Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, he was met by 10 men with leprosy. They stood some way off and called out to him, "Jesus, Master, take pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And while they were on their way, they were made clean. One of them, finding himself cured, turned back, praising God aloud. He threw himself down at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. At this, Jesus said, "Were not all 10 cleansed? The other 9, where are they? Could none be found to come back and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to the man, "Stand up and go on your way. Your faith has cured you." The Gospel of the Lord. Here in the United States of America, today is a national holiday. It is Thanksgiving Day, a day when we express our gratitude for all the blessings we have received as a nation and as individuals. So the reading I chose is from St. Luke, a reading we have heard many times, the cleansing of the 10 lepers. Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem, and he is approached by 10 men with leprosy. They don't come too near because they are unclean. They had to have known about Jesus because they call out to him by name, "Jesus, Master, take pity on us." And Jesus tells them to go and show themselves to the priests. They are made clean while they are on their way, while they carried out his command without question. We know the next part of the story. Only one of the 10 returned to give thanks to Jesus for this marvelous gift of healing. He is so happy and grateful that he turns back, praising God aloud, throws himself down at Jesus' feet, and thanks him. And Jesus, although touched by the man's gratitude, expresses his own disappointment that the other 9 did not come back to share their joy and to thank him. No doubt each of us can understand Jesus' disappointment to some degree. Haven't we felt the sting of ingratitude of one time or another? It is disappointing and hurtful to realize we've been kind or generous and have received no acknowledgement or gratitude in return. But then, after Jesus expresses his disappointment, he says to the man, who happens to be a Samaritan, "Stand up and go on your way. Your faith has cured you." What could Jesus have meant? The man was already cured of his leprosy. What did his faith, which expressed itself in gratitude, cure him of? I have wondered about that more than once. I wonder, did the Samaritan realize that he had had an encounter with someone whom he would never forget, not just because this someone cured him of leprosy, but because he knew this Jesus was special, that this Jesus regarded him with the respect due every human being, even Samaritans? I wonder if he was grateful even for his having had leprosy, which brought him to the place where he had this encounter with Jesus. And so his faith not only caused him to follow Jesus' command to go and show yourself to the priest, but this faith also caused him to know his own worth as affirmed by Jesus. And although it was the much dreaded disease of leprosy that brought him to Jesus, it was what brought him to Jesus. And maybe this is what Jesus was telling him, that life was more than being free of leprosy, that life had meaning beyond what was obvious, that he had discovered something of worth that could not be measured. Today, we thank God for freedom, family, friends, and food, gifts and blessings which are obvious. Perhaps we are called to thank God for the blessings that come in disguise as well. Henry Nouwen encourages us to be grateful for joy and sorrow, successes and failures, rewards and rejections, all that has brought us to this present moment. It was leprosy that brought the Samaritan to his real encounter with Jesus. Whatever has led us to be closer to God is a blessing. We thank you, loving God, for all the blessings you have given us, the obvious and those which came to us in disguise. Amen.